Research based on Nazi pharmaceutical science even spread to more exotic attempts at mind control. In 2005, at the 8th Annual Ritual Abuse, Secretive Organization and Mind Control Conference held at the DoubleTree Hotel in Windsor Locks, Connecticut, one speaker was Carol Rutz, author of A Nation Betrayed. Rutz claimed to be the victim of government abuse and mind control experiments. She mentioned an astounding connection. Referring to a woman who described eye experiments at a residential school where they were trying to change our eye color from brown to blue, Rutz stated, "This particularly caught my attention, since the change of eye color was a pet project of Auschwitz doctor Joseph Mengele, a.k.a. Dr. Black, as I knew him, who I allege worked alongside Dr. Ewan Cameron, Sid Gottlieb, and others." Another seedy side to this experimentation on unwitting subjects involved a CIA contract agent named George Hunter White, who worked under the auspices of Dr. Gottlieb. White would bring unsuspecting men from local bars to a CIA-financed bordello in San Francisco, where he would give them LSD-spiked drinks and then watch the men have sex with prostitutes from behind a two-way mirror. The U.S. taxpayers paid for it all, as White would send bills for his unorthodox expenses to Dr. Gottlieb. White once said of this work, "I was a very minor missionary, actually a heretic, but I toiled wholeheartedly in the vineyards because it was fun, fun, fun." Where else could a red-blooded American boy lie, kill, cheat, steal, rape, and pillage with the sanction and blessing of the All-Highest? Indeed, where else but in an agency penetrated by displaced Nazis and their philosophies? Much of the drug experimentation was centered at secret facilities at the Edgewood Arsenal, located on Chesapeake Bay, northeast of Baltimore. In 1955, thanks to the influx of Nazi chemists, a new drug testing program was instituted at Edgewood. Volunteer soldiers were recruited, but not told what drugs they would be given, nor that men had died as a result of similar experiments. They were told they would only suffer temporary discomfort, wrote mind control researcher and author Walter H. Bauert. 7,000 soldiers underwent the Edgewood Arsenal tests. 585 men were given LSD,